What's going on, Tula Rosa Nation and those listening online? It's Double J with another edition of Pass the Popcorn, my review of new movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. What is the definition of a hero? Well, Webster's defines it as a person who is admired or idealized for courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. Now, next month on this feature, we're going to be talking a lot about superheroes with the releases of Thor Ragnarok and Justice League. But this week, let's focus on the everyday people who pledge their lives to either our defense or safety. Images that come to mind are the military, law enforcement, medical personnel, and firefighters. Only the brave is that story. Josh Boylan is Eric Marsh, the leader of an Arizona firefighting force which combats local forest blazes, putting their lives on the line to save nearby towns from destruction. Marsh has the opportunity to take his band of misfits from mop-up crew to frontline fighters. He only has to convince the town's mayor to give him the shot to get the team certified as hotshots. They eventually do get certified, calling themselves the Granite Mountain Hotshots, and end up traveling across the Southwest, battling wildfires and deepening the bonds of brotherhood while juggling family and obligations. In the past, director Joseph Krasinski has delved into more sci-fi fare with Tron Legacy, with one of Brave's co-stars, Jeff Bridges, and Oblivion with Tom Cruise. And even though the film has spectacular special effects and beautiful scenic vistas of the Southwest, this is a story of the human spirit, overcoming our own shortcomings and rising up together as heroes. It's hard to believe that the screenwriters fleshed out a two-hour film off of a GQ article. No kidding. Josh Brolin gives a fantastic performance. His portrayal of Eric Marsh is the quintessential everyday hero. Masculine in frame, a leader to the men under his command, but flawed with a temper, loving to his wife Jennifer Connelly, and in tune with the fires that he fights, whispering to them like they're old friends, always meeting on the battlefield. Speaking of Connelly, she is rock solid as Marsh's wife Amanda, a woman just as tough as her firefighting husband, spending her day as a horse trainer under the specter that one day her husband may not come home. Miles Teller shows off his acting chops as the rookie Donut, a recovering junkie who tries and succeeds in getting his life back together when he learns he's a new daddy. Now, the rest of the Motley Crue is interchangeable, a conglomeration of machismo and facial hair, save for Taylor Kitsch as Mackenzie, a womanizer who becomes the rookie's lifeline and best friend. It's the second film in 2 months that I've seen Taylor Kitsch in, and he's slowly coming into his own. Earlier this year, he starred opposite Michael Keaton in American Assassin, playing the baddie as a one-note maniac bent on revenge. However, in Brave, Taylor flexes his dude, but also humanizes Mackenzie into the one person that we all know, a Peter Pan frat boy who never grows up. Then there's Jeff Bridges, and like Taylor Kitsch, he's been on my movie screen twice this year. Last month, he played the head of the Statesman in Kingsman: The Golden Circle. Now, in my review, I complained that while I liked the movie as a whole, I was not happy with Jeff's screen time. Well, for the second time in as many months, I'm once again dissatisfied with the amount of Bridges for my buck. Jeff is once again playing the same character. This time it's Dwayne Steinbrink, a cowboy fire chief with charm, aplomb, and homespun drawl. Yes, I realize that the film isn't about Steinbrink, but he's such a likable character in the film. I guess I just need to start up a Jeff Bridges fan club Alamogordo chapter. In light of the recent wildfires in California, this is a film everyone should see. The movie is at times intense and nail-biting with its depictions of wildfires and how they are living, breathing beasts. The flames become orange locusts that eat brush and leave blackened remains in their wake. But in the small moments that the Granite Mountain hotshots are not covered in soot and sweat, we see ordinary men, backslapping and full of bravado, who are friends, providers, husbands, and fathers, who put their lives on the line and paid the ultimate sacrifice with little or no recognition, save for this film. And that should be the true definition of hero. For Burt Broadcasting and Allen Theater's Aviator 10, I'm Double J with Pass the Popcorn, and I'll see you at the movies.